It's no secret that times are tough in American agriculture. Prices are low and indications for a market rally are scarce. Inputs haven't come down in a similar level as prices, so net farm incomes continue to decline. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says producers are working to adjust.
They may go to a seed that has a single trait or no trait in order to cut costs, because seed is a very large part of the overall cost structure that farmers face. They're going to cut back on fertilizer, I think without question. Some of the nutrients can be cut back more than others without immediately impacting yield. Most of them have already quit buying new machinery or equipment.
Johnson says he's worried the producers will be losing money as they continue production.
Because a 50% reduction in prices equates to about very close to a 50% reduction in their total income on that farm. And most farmers over time have about 80% of their total income expressed as cost of production. So if you take half of the total income away, you now are deep in the red.
Operations close to urban centers may be able to turn to some type of agritourism, but Johnson says that simply isn't an option for everyone.
You got a whole lot of space in between the ones that are there. And so those options, well, they fit for some folks, they don't fit for most of them. What you generally see is more folks scrambling to find jobs, to do some sort of off-farm income to provide for family living expenses while they hopefully ride it out.
USDA projects that net farm income will drop 3% in 2016 after dropping 40% last year. If realized, the projected net farm income figure of $54.8 billion would be the lowest net farm income total since 2002. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.